According to many economic historians, the key factor of the Industrial Revolution was the progressive substitution of wood with coal as an energy source. In this way, energy could be extracted from the undersoil, leaving the soil, the fertile land, available for other purposes such as food, cloth, houses. The hope that mineral energy could free mankind from the constraint of the fertile land was rapidly substituted by the new preoccupation with the gradual exhaustion of coal supplies, as witnessed by the 1865 book by the English economist William Stanley Jevons, The Coal Question. In this context, both the research aiming to improve the efficiency of fuel and research into new sources were developed. For example, the evolution of the hydraulic turbine and the invention of the dynamo led scientists to discover how to combine the two in order to generate electricity. The result was the building of the first hydropower plants in the 1880s. A few years later, the first wind power plants were also developed. The 19th century also witnessed a rising attention to solar energy. From 1839 to 1883, the first solar cell and the solar panels with solar cells made from selenium wafers were created. Although at the turn of the century the first patents were registered, this technology was extremely inefficient and remained so until 1954, when selenium was substituted with silicon. In the second half of the 19th century, the interest in solar energy also contributed to the rise of new scientific branches, such as the photochemistry, whose origin is linked to the studies of Giacomo Chamichon. As is well known, despite all these studies, over the 20th century, coal was replaced by oil instead of sun and wind as the main source of energy. The search for efficient renewable energy sources came to the fore only in the 1970s, following the oil crisis and the realization of the heavy environmental cost of using fossil fuels.